Michigan became a state after native tribes ceded tens of millions of acres of land to the U.S. in a series of treaties. Those treaties said tribes kept their rights to hunt, fish, and gather on that land. But the state didn't honor those rights until the 1970s, and once it did, there was an ugly backlash. Native Americans were threatened and harassed, their fishing boats and nets were vandalized. Things have calmed down since then, but racism and harassment still keep some tribal citizens from practicing their treaty rights. IPR's Kay LaFond has more.
For April in the western Upper Peninsula, it's a pretty warm day. The Little Carp River, surging with snowmelt, winds through a forest of hemlock trees. Robert Rajasic is scrambling up and down riverbanks, expertly carrying a spear in his right hand. He's hoping to use it on some rainbow trout. He's looking for a flash of movement in the water. He's also listening. The fish have a distinctive sound.
Like a kid splashing in the water, their feet just a-going.
Rajasic is a citizen of the Keweenaw Indian community. We are on their reservation. He says his ancestors lived along this river, and he feels safe here. But other rivers and lakes off the reservation are a different story.
I'm more weary of what could happen. Who could possibly be offended by me being there to harvest fish?
Tribal citizens like Rajasic have treaty rights to hunt, fish, and gather off-reservation under their own rules, which are often different than the state's. And sometimes, non-native onlookers and other sportsmen don't like that.
And once in a while, we do get the ones that yell at us, scream at us, or follow us around even, just saying all kinds of nasty things. Effing Indians this, or you're killing all my fish. This is why we don't have fish.
Every spring, Rajasic and other fishermen from his tribe have a special season when they can spear more walleye than usual. It happens on nearby Portage Lake, a water body connected to Lake Superior. Around a decade ago, Rajasic says somebody showed their disapproval by shooting a gun over his head.
And pretty much the whole town just went nuts. People were driving down to the docks and they're yelling all kinds of things.
Tribal officials attended a meeting with local sportsmen to educate them about treaty rights and the tribe's conservation and fish stocking programs. But Rajasic says every spring there are still a few hecklers yelling and shining spotlights. This is not unique to the UP. Citizens from six tribes around the state shared their stories of harassment with Interlochen Public Radio, most occurring within the last 5 years. They're called names, spit at, people call the DNR on them. Sometimes they just get looks or questions. Doug Craven directs the Natural Resources Department, the Little Traverse Bay Bands of Odawa Indians near Petoskey. He says some in his tribe feel so uneasy that they'll follow state regulations instead of tribal ones.
And so then they'll elect just to hunt during the state deer season, or they'll elect to just go out and fish with different methods, perhaps maybe not spearing, but they'll just do hook and line.
He says constantly having to explain yourself can be exhausting.
At a certain point, people, you know, just want to go out and fish or just want to go out and hunt.
Even Craven's 12-year-old son has been approached while fishing.
To have a non-tribal adult come down and, you know, and sit, that's very intimidating. You know, that's scary to have that type of thing.
One of the common things we always hear is the tribal people, they take and they reap all of these resources and, you know, they're ruining the fishing economy or the hunting populations.
That's Dylan Jennings, public information officer for the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission. He says protecting fish and game populations is a priority for tribes.
They establish tax or total allowable catches on each water body. And, the tribes really work hard to stay within their quotas, and they have.
A lot of times, a tribal citizen can take more deer or fish than a state hunter or fisherman, but then it'll be shared with their whole community. Jennings says he might get 10 deer in one season, and most of it doesn't end up in his own freezer.
That meat goes to funerals, naming ceremonies, other types of ceremonies, and it's also distributed to elders. And our elder center feeds our community elders every day, just about. And our elders just love deer meat, just love fish, just love all those things that, you know, are part of our way of life.
Jennings thinks those still upset about treaty rights don't realize what was lost in order to keep them.
That's a really important part of history to remember all of the sacrifices and things that the tribes up in these areas have given up for those abilities to harvest.
Tribal communities want their kids to carry on these traditions that are so essential to their culture. Robert Rajasic wants his three daughters to get involved in spearfishing, but he says there are some places he won't bring them yet.
I don't want them to have the fear of, you know, somebody hurting them physically or just calling them mean names. I don't want them to experience that.
But he knows he won't always be able to protect them. He hopes someday his daughters can practice their treaty rights without fear or intimidation.
For Points North, I'm Kay LaFond.